We have not come today because we do not like you or because we hate you. Again, I want to remind you that if you look on the television screen, you'll see many people that preach on the streets, and those people are hate-filled. We are not with Westboro. We are not with any of the hateful groups. We are not here to scream at you or to cuss at you or to hold up signs against you. We're here because we love you. We're here because we are concerned about your soul. We know that this does not add to our sanctification or our salvation. This does not make us saved men. I know that many of you believe that you're saved by your works. That as you go out as publishers for the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society, you go out and knock on doors and you try to encourage people to take your literature, and in doing so, you believe that you are creating and establishing your own salvation. And here's the problem. You cannot earn your own salvation. No matter how much you do, no matter how much you work, no matter how many people you convince of your false religious system, you cannot create your own salvation. The Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works." You see, you are not saved by good works. You are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. I know that so many of you walking in right now don't want to hear what I'm saying, because you believe that I come from a false system myself. You believe that I'm the false teacher and you are of the true truth, the truth. But beloved, my friends, I tell you, you have been deceived. Not because I say so, but because the Word of God says so. You believe in a system of works, and the Apostle Paul tells us that we are saved by grace through faith and not of works. You believe that the Watchtower is your witness to the truth, and yet the Watchtower has several times over and over and over and over made false prophecies and then had to come back and redact them and change them. Again, I ask the questions, and I want you to seriously consider these in your heart. If the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society is from God, why has it made so many false prophecies? The Bible in the Old Testament says, if a man makes a false prophecy, then he is worthy of death, because he demonstrates that he is not a prophet from God, but he speaks on his own accord. I ask again, why, if the Watchtower Society is from God, why has it altered the translation of the Bible? Why have words been added and words been redacted? Why was that necessary? Why does the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society tell you that you will fall into apostasy if you read the Bible without the Watchtower? Again, I quote to you from the Watchtower. It says this, "From time to time, there have arisen from among the ranks of Jehovah's people those who, like the original Satan, have adopted an independent fault-finding attitude. They say that it is sufficient to read the Bible exclusively, either alone or in small groups at home. But strangely, though through their Bible reading, they have reverted right back to the apostate doctrines that commentaries by Christendom's clergy were teaching 100 years ago. Again, what does that tell us? If you read the Bible and you study the Bible and you trust the Bible, you will not come to the conclusions of the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society. You will come to the conclusions that clergy have come to for the last 2,000 years about Jesus Christ, who He is and what He did. You see, that's the problem. You are listening to a false witness, and that false witness has converted you to a false religious system. And as of right now, you are in danger of spending an eternity in hell. I don't tell you that because I hate you. I tell you that because I love you. If your house were on fire, I would be a hateful man if I stood outside and watched you burn. But if your house were on fire and I came and I banged on your door and I begged you, come out from that fiery furnace, you would thank me. But you see, you don't understand that the system you're in is a furnace of fire. You don't understand that you're in a system that burns around you. Beloved, my friend, I love you. And I plead with you, flee from the Watchtower and Bible and Tract Society. Flee from this false religious system. I don't hate you. I love you. Examine the problems of your own system. Examine the problems of your own society. The false teachings that they have produced over and over and over. The false prophecies that have not come true over and over and over. Examine them. See. Have your eyes opened. Have your ears opened to the truth. I plead with you. I beg with you. I say, please turn from the wrath that is to come.